Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. And now, Ben Folds on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, Ben Folds. Saw Ben Folds in Washington, D.C. many years ago. Ben Folds 5, although there's only three of them, which I like already. Ben Folds?
Good morning.
Great to speak to you.
How's it going?
Well, I got your CD in my car, and I was just listening to it on the ride in. No, actually, that's a lie. I was listening to it yesterday when I was driving around. But Ben Folds, great piano player, very eclectic, and a very interesting musician. And if I was going to be a musician, I'd want to go the Ben Folds route.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, it's also a sexual position, the Ben Folds route.
What does it entail?
Well, tell us what it entails, Ben.
See, puppetry of the penis. If you want to hit the Ben Folds position,
you
got to be one of those
guys.
Yeah,
that's how you hit the G-spot.
Yes, Ben, what does your life entail? I mean, you've been on the scene for over 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
You've made a good living, although I don't assume you got rich doing performing and playing music, have you?
Not really.
But
almost. Good for me.
Yeah, and you've made money. I mean, there's money outside of performing, right? I mean, you've licensed some songs. Maybe people have covered some of your songs.
Yeah, a bit, but mostly this live performing. But I think that's the way things are these days. It's which isn't such a bad thing. But I'm sort of a manual laborer. Yeah, I show up.
Good for you.
And where did it start for you? Where did you come up? When did you start playing the piano?
I started playing piano when I was about 9.
Mm-hmm.
And around the same time, I started playing drums and guitar and bass, just everything I could get my hands on.
So you just had it in you.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah, it's something I really wanted to do, or something I thought I could do well, because there was a lot of things I didn't think I could do well. So
What were those things that you felt you couldn't do well?
I sucked at basketball. So horrible.
Yeah, it's not the same dude normally.
You're an old white guy, dude that plays 5 instruments. You're not going to play for the NBA. Forget it. You made the right call.
No. I mean, I kept going down to the YMCA and doing my little season of basketball and getting the ball crammed down my nose. But yeah.
So you start playing the piano. You go to high school. Do you go to college?
I went to some college. You know, I think I did 4 years, but. I kept on signing things for my advisor. I was just taking my own curriculum, but I never approved it with the school. So,
so they didn't know you were going to their college.
They knew I was going to their college. They didn't know I was taking like postdoctoral courses before I was taking the 101.
Right, smart.
Wasn't. They were easy. It was like there was a music class that you just sat and listened to experimental music in and got this huge credit for, but then they didn't give me the credit in the end because I didn't actually get it approved.
How was the, you did a record with Shatner not too long ago, or at least one that he sung on.
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
Well, he's a friend of mine and was, I only have like probably 2 showbiz friends. It's not like Bill and I were hanging out one day.
Right.
But he called because, he wanted to know what he should do with his album. Like, he'd been offered a record deal to make an album, and I think they wanted to make a silly album, and I just told him I thought he should just, make it stories, his own story, and collaborate with some other musicians. So we got Amy Mann, and Nick Hornby wrote a song with me for it, who wrote...
I saw Amy Mann last night, by the way.
Oh, she was there?
Okay. Yeah, Amy Mann, for those of you who don't remember, is the very tall, very attractive blonde who's married to Chris... No, married... What?
Mike,
Penn?
Michael Penn.
Michael Penn, Sean Penn, and Chris Penn's brother.
Right.
And the thing that's funny is Michael Penn is a small in stature, soft-spoken, thought-provoking songsmith. And then his brother, the late Chris Penn, was this huge sort of raging bull.
Dynamo,
Then there's Sean Penn. I defy any three brothers to get further apart. I mean, it's like you see the bald ones, at least they sound alike.
Yeah. Right.
The Penns, if you put Michael Penn and stood him next to Chris Penn, it'd be like, you guys aren't from the same planet. Forget about same mom.
Penn as isn't actually their last name. It's where they should be kept once they're all together.
Right. So Amy Mann, now getting back to this, is married and she's from Till Tuesday, yeah. And she's had a long sort of illustrious solo career. I called her because she's a boxing fan. I said, you want to come to my boxing movie, which we showed last night, Ben?
Well, cool.
And she picked up the phone and said, I'm there. And she showed up. I've never seen her outside of the studio, but she showed up immediately. So there's your Amy Mann connection.
Never seen better bodies on Chicks Who Box. It's amazing.
I forgot that. She was into boxing or kickboxing or something, right?
She, not only that, I mean, not only is in great shape now, but Amy Mann, you forget when you go back and look at that Till Tuesday video. She's the sporty blonde. Play the Voices Carrie song, would you, Brian? She looked great in 1988, 1989. I don't know when that Till Tuesday song. This song is not 6 years old.
No.
What year is this, Ben Folds?
Well, I'd have to say it was like maybe 88.
Yeah, I'd say late. I mean, we're talking about 20 years.
Yeah.
Most chicks don't look as hot.
No.
20 years late. If you find the chick from the Divinals, I'm sure she's not going to hold up quite as well as Amy Mann. But enough about her. But keep the song on. I kind of like it.
I know what I want to know about.
Hmm.
The Ben Folds Experience. It's a cruise. Well, I guess you can tell us what it is. I know. Here's what I know about it: that you take off from Miami and you go to Jamaica.
The Divinals.
What? I love the Divinals. But that's all I know about. What does that mean? The Ben Folds Experience on a cruise ship.
We play I Touch Myself over and over again from one coast to the other.
I do that too, and I don't even have the radio.
Till Tuesday covers.
So we'll go on the cruise, and you'll be on the cruise, and then what?
I think the way it works is I'll play a set every night, but then there's seven other acts, and I'm not sure who we've gotten. I mean, I gave them a big wish list,
mm-hmm.
and I think we got the Streets, which is one of my favorite. I think the Streets are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? God, who was the other band that we got that I wanted to get? It wasn't Polyphonic Spree. I can't remember.
Well, they're cool bands Ben Folds endorses.
You wouldn't happen to need, like, a pretty good, if I do say so myself, MC to, like, do the patter between the acts and bring them on and stuff, do you?
If you want to, sure. I mean, yeah. I wanted to make some of the acts comedians.
Mm-hmm.
If possible, but I don't know if they actually got anybody.
Well,
I'm filthy, so I can't do a cruise ship.
I gotta say this, but this
filthy,
isn't
yeah,
this
not is gonna work.
This is not now. This is a cruise that stops in Jamaica. It's the Ben Folds Five, or I should say Ben Folds Experience. It's a musical cruise. But how does it work? Is it a full-size cruise ship, and you guys book the entire cruise ship? And is it entirely populated by folks that are fans of Ben Folds and this type of music?
I believe so.
That's bitching.
I've actually done this.
I went on a cruise many, many years ago with Jimmy Kimmel. And, and our wives, well, except for, of course, we stayed in the same suite, and the ladies were in steerage.
Right.
The point...
Was it raining men?
The point is we were on a cruise with guys who loved NASCAR and loved bluegrass and loved everything that I don't love. And we sat and ate dinner with them, and we tried to converse with them, but we weren't on a cruise filled with folks that like the same crap we like.
Right.
That sounds like the way to go.
Yeah, they straightened out the whole, that's right. I mean, this is like I think it sounds like a great day. I've never been on a boat before, so I'm,
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
It'd be fun to watch you vomit on the piano.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ben Folds, I'm with you. I'm a landlocked Hebrew, and I don't like to go on the water because I get very seasick. But this cruise sounds fun, and I wanted to ask you, you're known for playing a lot of unusual covers. Will you be playing any of those on this cruise?
It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones.
It's Not Unusual. Maybe, I've got a version of a Dr. Dre song that we've been doing for a little while now that I like.
And will you take requests on this cruise?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. I've done whole tours where I've done nothing but just requests. I don't do a set list.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe awesome. So. Maybe on a boat. I mean, it depends.
That's really talent, though, that you got there.
Yeah.
There are a few musicians who could do that.
Sure.
This is, again, it departs from Miami February 21st. Oh, eight. Oh, well, we got a little time.
I know.
You can buy your tickets starting June 13th.
And this does sound cool because, like I said, either you'll be watching Ben Folds or some other band that he's given a seal of approval to, or you'll be sitting in a bar or sitting at the buffet or sitting up on the Lido deck with some other cool people
right.
that appreciate what you
Ben
appreciate.
Folds.
Hold on. We have a big fan of Ben Folds on line one. Roger?
Yes, sir.
You're a big fan of Ben Folds?
Big fan. I'm the guy that put Sarah in my drug hospital.
Huh?
What?
Oh.
Remember
yes.
Sarah?
Yes. Caller.
Oh.
Old caller on the show. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Well,
you have a proposition?
Yeah, my wife once upon a time got in some kind of auction and she bid $10,000 because she loves Ben Folds. She wanted him to play at her birthday party for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And she bid $10,000, but some rich guy beat her at $12,500. So I'm trying to surprise her and I'll go $10,000 if he'll do one of her birthdays one of these days.
Well, what do you think, Ben? See, a lot of folks don't know that celebrities will do this.
Yeah, well, I don't remember ever doing a contest where I was going to play someone's birthday. Do you know one time I did a contest where they gave away a car,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't have a car. And and so they bought a car, and they said, well, what would you like? No, I had the Toyota. It was like a $200 Toyota, so I'll give you that. They didn't want to do that. It was for K-Rock. And then eventually I find out that someone won my Miata.
Somebody won your Miata?
Yeah, I've never seen a Miata before, but someone won it.
Can I tell you something? You might as well carry a Prada purse as drive a Miata. It just says, at least in California anyway, I'm gay. It's a calling card like a bandana out of your back pocket.
Wow, yes. That's good to know.
Yeah,
I'll
Ben.
Quit hopping in those now.
Yeah, you better knock it off. Hey, Roger?
Yes, sir.
Ben has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but $10,000 to play a birthday party. That's, yeah, how old is she going to be?
She's going to be 56.
56. Wow, happy birthday.
All right, there
I
you
just
go.
Want you to know, I'm doing a birthday party is one thing. For 10 G's, I'll do your wife.
Roger, Danny.
You never say that again, Danny.
Or for 10 G's, I won't.
All right,
how's
Roger.
That?
Roger runs a rehab, so maybe he'll cross paths at some point.
Thanks,
anyway.
Guys.
If I know Roger.
Good
Thanks,
times
Roger.
There, Roger. Yeah, on Danny's speed dial in his circle five. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben Folds.
Oh, thank you.
And the cruise thing sounds great, man.
Tell you what, come see us as we get a little bit closer to the cruise. And by the way, if you want to see Ben Folds today, he's going to be in San Jose. Oh. And tomorrow he's going to be in Fresno and Vegas. Friday and Saturday, Hollywood. Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl.
Nice.
Wait a minute. What time is that show? What time is that show? About 7, 8 o'clock? 8 o'clock, Hollywood Bowl.
I think the noise restriction for the neighborhood means the concert has to be over by 11 o'clock.
Mm. Ben.
Yes.
Maybe I'll come out on Saturday.
You
know
sure?
You're going to be in town. I'll be the guy with nappy hair, a nasally drone, and heart bubbles coming out of my head when I see you backstage.
I'll be the guy that looks just like a 47-year-old Danny Partridge if he wrote a really hard life.
So, Ben, you're going to be at the Hollywood Bowl this Saturday.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and then San Diego and Phoenix. All right, I think we're going to continue this conversation Saturday.
Yeah, drop on by.
Right on, man.
You know, it's the kid's birthday, but it's like Saturday's my kid's one-year-old. You know, they're going to be one. But first off, you don't remember a goddamn thing before 15 or 20.
No, they don't know about it. I didn't know you have twins then.
Yeah, I got twins.
Me too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. How old are yours?
They're turning 8 in, when? In July.
Mm.
And are you currently married?
Well, I was. No, I'm not currently.
The reason I ask is just because Adam asked you about money, and I'm going through a divorce, and I figured collectively I'm about to know how screwed I am.
Yeah, well, we're going through basically the same thing then. Good fun. We have to show up with Adam.
Come on Saturday, and you guys can commiserate.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ben. Ben Folds, everybody. I'll see you Saturday.
Just got 20 minutes longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times, buddy.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
We'll see you Saturday. We need to take a break. When we come back, one we haven't done in quite some time, called What Can't Adam Complain About?
Okay.
Now, you call up, and you come up with something that you don't think I can complain about. Be creative. You know, hey, you can't complain about beer. You can't complain about the juggies. That's fine. But let's stretch our imaginations
a
little bit.
Try harder.
I'm a world champion complainer. It's great because it's good for a paycheck when I'm sitting here, but it makes my wife want to put a pistol in her mouth when I get home and never stop complaining. I'm going to use my complaining powers for good in entertainment for a change. Next on What Can't Adam Complain About?
Joy, if you don't call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM, you will burn in perpetual perdition.